music, news, information. Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.
I want to welcome into studio now the lovely Madeline Ebbs from DCC North. Good morning, Madeline.
Thanks very much, John.
And we're going to talk about the scrambler bikes and the quad bikes and the damage they're doing. And there's I believe Sinn Féin are trying to get legislation through that will make it illegal for these quad bikes and scrambler bikes to be in public places.
Well, hopefully the legislation does go through, and hopefully it's well supported when it reaches the Dáil, because as you and I have discussed before, the quad bikes and motorbikes are wrecking all our green spaces. It's doing an awful lot of damage, and we're trying to promote sport, and football is so big everywhere all over the world. We're always trying to promote the football. We do a lot of work with parks and the local football clubs, you know, trying to keep the pitches in top class condition. And then these guys just come in and in a couple of hours undo months of good work. Yeah. In a couple of hours, they just wreck the place. So from Dublin City Council community development perspective, we're just appealing to parents and, you know, adults, you know, just to try and be more responsible. You know, they're dangerous, they're not taxed, they're not insured. I'm sure some people don't even know how to ride them properly. So really just appealing to parents not to go out and buy your child a motorbike for communion, confirmation, for Christmas, bar they have somewhere legal to go and actually use it, because open green spaces, public green spaces, are not the place for motorbikes and quad bikes.
Yeah, and you said they're dangerous. There was actually a fatal accident recently in Castletyne.
There was, yeah.
Involving a scrambler.
Yeah.
You know, and I think we originally started talking about the pitch, the football pitch up in Darndale.
That's right.
And I believe that people got together there and volunteers got in. And is that sorted or is it suffering?
No, we got a gateway scheme, which what we did was we got people who were long-term unemployed who lived in the area, who had an interest, a genuine heartfelt interest in their area, and they were more than willing to come on board with this gateway scheme, and they kind of took ownership of the park that's been running for almost a year. And the park is looking absolutely amazing. The schools can use it, the creche can use it. Our sports development officer, I think Jason Brady, has a sports day up there with the schools next week. So we weren't able to do things like this in the past.
Yeah.
And I think with the presence of the local community there, it has a positive effect. Because if a place is not being used, the green space is not being used because it can't, it attracts negative antisocial behaviour. If people see that it's actually being used in a positive manner, people are more likely to come on board to do positive things. So the Darndale Park is looking absolutely amazing, and it's all down to 10 guys from the locality known as the Gateway 10. And they've done a fantastic job up there. And I might as well just mention, 5 of them have actually gotten out employment from Dublin City Council arising from this scheme.
That's fantastic.
So it's pretty great, amazing. Yeah. Delighted for the guys. But we're down 5 guys at the moment. So I'm actually looking now to work with the DSP here to see, can we introduce a similar scheme to try and get more people from the locality involved in these schemes in the park. So we're looking at replacing some people in the Darndale Park and starting up a new scheme in the Sardis Park.
Yeah, and you and I know now the communities, local communities, are fantastic.
Oh my God, like, yeah.
This damage has all been done by a minority.
That's it.
And they will be very willing to get stuck in and help out.
Hopefully, and like the likes of the Northside people covering this story, that we know the Northside people is like the Bible on the Northside. Everybody reads it. So we're hoping parents do see the damage it is causing. Because 3 weeks ago, I had a phone call at 7:30 in the evening from a very aggravated sports coach from one of the clubs up in Coolock, that he had been out all afternoon marking the pitches. And when they got over to start the game that evening, there were 15 bikes on the pitch. So parents were coming up to him and saying, I can't leave my child in this club. I can't let my child play football here because the environment is too dangerous. So that's very frustrating for the coaches.
Yeah.
Because they're volunteers. They're not getting paid to do this job. You know, they're coming out of their homes and standing there with the kids for hours on end every week and weekends. So it's, it just has an awful negative knock-on effect when you think about it. You know, kids are missing out, and like, we have some great talented kids here with, yeah, as far as football is concerned. Darndale are up the top of the FAI leagues, as far as I know. Don't know anything about football, but I can only repeat what I'm hearing.
Yeah, no, it is. And as you know, I talk to local organisations, local community organisations, and football clubs, boxing clubs, and the people that are running them, that, as you say, they're volunteers, yeah, and they're giving up their own time.
Yeah.
And did you say 15 quad bikes on a pitch?
15. The guy rang me at 7:30. He was so mad.
Yeah.
He wasn't mad with me. He was just, yeah, mad with the whole situation. And all I could do, or all I could offer to do, was ring the guards. And then the guards are in a bit of a quandary because they can't chase them because of their own.
Yeah, the danger there. Yeah.
So I don't know what the answer is, but I'm hoping maybe, I don't know what this legislation, if it gets through, is going to bring, but I wish something could be done about people thinking they can just go in and ride roughshod over an open public green space, because it's just awful.
Yeah, well then, the legislation is needed that Sinn Féin are trying to put through, and then the guards can act, because it's crazy that it's not illegal for these
I'm sure it's not right, but I don't understand where the legislation is at the moment, and I'm not sure what the new legislation is going to, yeah, what's going to come out of that, but it's not right.
No,
basically it's just not right.
From what I gather, I think it's not illegal for bikes to be in parks or on public places, but there needs to be legislation to stop it.
Right.
There's probably bylaws.
There would be bylaws. Yeah. There would be bylaws, yeah.
So the guards can act then if there is legislation. I'm not quite sure about it myself.
Yeah, hopefully.
I did email Denise Mitchell to come in and talk to me here, but I haven't heard back from her yet.
She's probably just up to her tonsils.
Yeah,
but
really
I will
busy.
Be linking in with herself, Denise and Edel Moran, over the coming weeks with regard to parks and football clubs and stuff. We have a lot of stuff going on in the area, so I do stay linked in with all the local councillors around all the problems, trying to iron them all out.
Yeah, I attend some of the meetings myself downstairs. There's one coming up next week, I think.
Okay.
Football clubs and boxing clubs. How is the boxing club, Glenn?
It's flying. Brian Foley's still delighted with himself.
Yeah.
And like that, there's up to 100 kids a night going up there training that otherwise probably would have been just hanging around the streets or whatever. So hopefully this time next year, the football club will be up there at a new level. The boxing club is going forward. They're training now for a competition, which we're all dying to go over and see the ring being set up and some sort of a local competition Brian is going to set up, you know. And we're just all about promoting sport and keeping kids safe, and you know,
yeah,
if they're involved in sports, it just has a positive effect on the child.
And the people that are volunteering and running all the thing, it's nice to see
they're
that DCC
amazing.
are involved.
Absolutely amazing. The community out here in the north side, especially where I work, I think they're absolutely fantastic. And lots of them attended my annual variety show last Thursday down in Parnells. I do this every year by way of thanking people for coming on board and getting involved in stuff. So we had 180 people attended the show last Thursday, and as far as I know, everybody had a great time.
I believe they did, yeah.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Our senior citizens were talking about it there the other day.
No, it was absolutely brilliant. Now,
and you're getting phone calls, Madeline, at 7:30 in the evening.
Yeah, that'd be early. I could get phone calls up to 9 o'clock at night from people, but I don't mind. My phone is on all the time and I'll take calls, and it's usually people just wanting to discuss, you know, maybe a problem that has arisen, and I just tell them I'll deal with it the next day.
Yeah. You never switch off your phone now?
No. I'm not supposed to say that, but I should be switching it off, but I don't.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, you work for your hair. Do you ever relax? Anytime I see you, you're rushing in and out of the building or going here, going there.
I know, but I enjoy my job, so I don't see it as a huge problem. I love what I do and I love community development, so I don't have a problem with it at all. So am I talking to you?
Yeah. And you mentioned the Kilmore Celtic. They're coming in to me shortly. They want to talk about, because they're doing great as well. And
good
their ladies team is doing very well.
Yeah, and we organised and we co-sponsored a training camp for the girls in Kilmore there for an Easter camp. So it's everything's gone great. We've new goalposts ordered for them. We've got our parks. Brian Dowling in Parks also works very hard, and we got him to fill in all the broken walls all along Oscar Traynor Road there. Again, as some sort of a measure to try and keep bikes out. So we are doing, working as fast as we can and as best we can to try and secure and make the green areas safe as possible for people who use them.
So hopefully something will be done about these scrambler bikes and quad bikes and any
just
other.
Just have to watch the space,
Any other antisocial behaviour.
Yeah. So just appealing to parents, you know, to try and...
Is it about education? Like educating children and teenagers to respect property and...
I think the school curriculums do cover that quite well. I think just parents just need to be more vigilant, you know. I don't know what the answer is, but I think the schools do cover. I know Kalasha Dulick over there, I know the new principal over there is doing great work with the students over there, and they do cover a lot of this stuff. And I think we're going to have a programme where the guards are actually going to go into the school to talk about, you know, owning a bike or having a bike. I think we're working on something at the moment that the guards will go into the local schools and talk about motorbikes.
Well, that'd be a great idea, and it'd be good for the guards as well because they're interacting with the community.
Well, we do have the guards now sitting on our Working Together committee, which we talked, myself and Deirdre Smith talked to there a couple of weeks back, because we were involved, the Working Together committee were involved in the Boxing Club and the New Hub going up in Northside Shopping Centre. The guards, the FAI, Parnells, they're all, you know, on this Northside Shopping Centre committee, which is after doing a lot of work in the short time that we've been together.
Well, it's great to hear that there is great stuff going on, and it's an awful shame about the antisocial behaviour that's sort of hampering.
Well, people, you know, all the good people can put a stop to it. What did he say? All it takes for evil to progress is for good men to stand by and do nothing.
That's right, yeah.
So we just have to make that our mantra.
Is there anything coming up that we should know about?
No, I don't think so at the moment, because we've done two art shows, we've done our variety show. No, but anything that's coming up, I'll pop down and give you the heads up on it.
Yep. Okay, Madeline, listen, thanks very much. It's always a pleasure talking to you, and it's always
you too,
very, very interesting.
Thanks a mil for having me.
Across Northeast Dublin.
90.3.
This is Near FM.